Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
Discover the right graduate program for your future, how to finance your education, and how to successfully navigate the application process. All at the Governor State University Graduate Open House, Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit gov.stu/grad open house.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're going to need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're going to get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. In the NHL, the Blackhawks, they gained some ground on conference-leading Minnesota. The big win on the road last night, Jonathan Toews finished with 5 points in the 5-3 final. Arizona comes to the UC tomorrow night. In baseball, they're all set to get rid of the 4-pitch intentional walk in an effort to help speed up play. 4 umpires are retiring. Those are Jim Joyce, John Hirschbeck, Tim Welke, and Bob Davidson. White Sox news. Todd Frazier is going to miss some time with an oblique issue. Cubs pitchers are all set for the first 4 games of spring training. Mike Montgomery will take on the A's. Rob Zestrizny against the Giants at Scottsdale on Saturday in a split squad game. Jake Buchanan will pitch against the Indians on Sunday in a game you can hear right here on The Score at 155. And Brett Anderson starts on Monday against the White Sox. NBA, Bulls are off until Friday when they host Phoenix. Elsewhere, the Lakers traded Lou Williams to Houston for Corey Brewer and a future first-round draft pick. NFL news, the Bears added Zach Azani as wide receivers coach and Brandon Staley as outside linebackers coach. They also have been shopping Jay Cutler since January, according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. College hoops right here on The Score. We have DePaul taking on Georgetown with coverage starting at 5:45. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Male Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmalemedical.com. Fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious, but now it's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell, part chalupa, all fried chicken. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Howard Buick GMC.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The basic agreement contains a 2-year rule change process. Our rights, the club's rights, are much stronger in year 2 of that process, and we intend to pursue our agenda for change into year 2 of that process for the benefit of the game and the benefit of the fans. The rule change provision in the basic agreement's clear. We have to propose changes during an off season. If we're unable to reach an agreement, the agreement contemplates a continuing process over the course of the next season and off season, but it does in fact culminate with a unilateral right to make playing rule changes.
More action.
More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's get an expert opinion on what's going on in baseball right now after we heard yesterday's manifesto from Commissioner Rob Manfred, who looks like he's ready to do more than tinker when he sees...
He is the baseball overlord.
He sees something that needs to be solved. I'm not sure it actually does. Joe Sheehan is on Twitter at @Joe_Sheehan. You read his work in Sports Illustrated and with The Athletic and with his newsletter that you should be getting if you are a baseball fan.
This will be my first time talking to Joe Sheehan.
Wow, you've been missing out. Joe joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Hi, Joe.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
We're good. We're talking about this pace of play or time issue. What say you before we get into the discussion hot and heavy here?
I think it's just a start, guys. I think the next thing up is going to be ghost runners. And then after that, you know, really, how attached are we all to third base? Can't we just go home first, second?
See?
We'll speed up the game. Everybody starts with a 2-2 count.
Well, those are softball rules.
Look, I can get baseball down to 32 minutes. I can get baseball down to... basically, you stick it on after The Bachelor and before the local news.
See, my angle here, Joe, is that I don't think it's a time issue anymore. I think it's what's happening during that time. Am I too far off on that? I mean, the pace of play is one thing, but what's happening, the action where a ball is being put into play every 3 minutes and it's the worst pace in baseball history, or what's happening with, you know, strikeouts in the game, some of the things that maybe the fan that they're looking to attract is interested in.
Yeah, Jason, you've got it. This is a conversation that's not just any one issue. We kind of tend to conflate it, pace versus action versus time. You know, I personally, my argument for fixing the time of game is you pay reporters by the hour. If you gave reporters overtime, we'd never hear about this. But the reporters are the guys at the ballpark whose job doesn't start until the game actually ends. So we tend to hear about the length of games from those guys. Pace, you're not going to fix pace with the intention of walks, but you get at it, the strikeouts, the lack of balls in play. There's less baseball in a baseball game now than there's been at any time in history. Home runs, I'm not sure how many people are aware of this. Last year, we had the second highest number of home runs in baseball history, and that's with drug testing. So if you thought all the home runs at the turn of the century were because of steroids, I got news for you. They weren't. They were just a function of that era, and now we're back into an era where home runs dominate the game. But what we also have now is the highest strikeout rate in baseball history. Home runs, strikeouts, walks, the ball not being in play. The ball is not in play more times than it's ever been before in baseball history. You only have about 70% of the balls being put in play now. So as you say, Jason, there's less action in a baseball game. That's baseball's problem. You're not going to fix that with, you know, intentional walks. I believe on average it ends up shaving 25 to 30 seconds a game. I mean, I don't know if you saw it. Guys, go down to Cellular today. I'm sorry, Guaranteed Rate. There are masses of crowds of people showing up to buy tickets because there's 20 to 30 seconds being shaved off the average game.
And that's part of my argument as well, Joe, is that the baseball fans are going to be there no matter what. It's kind of like the guys who don't like the NBA but bitch about the NBA all the time. Well, you don't watch it, so you know you don't really care about it. I feel like your consumers, your customers are going to be there no matter what, and maybe that's how Rob Manfred feels as well. That's why he's trying to cast a wider net.
Like, this isn't going to chase away anybody who was already a baseball fan. It's not going to bring them in either. And this has been baseball's problem going back 30 years. Baseball's really good at fixing the apparent problem, at trying to win the press conference without actually addressing the underlying issues. And the underlying issues for baseball are a lack of contact, a lack of balls in play. There are a number of ways you can get at, but they're incredibly complicated and they're difficult. And frankly, they involve alienating some people that are vested in the game, like the umpires. And baseball doesn't want the complicated solution. Baseball wants the easy solution. You guys played the clip of Manfred going all, you know, Don Corleone before, you know, yesterday, talking about all things he's going to do to fix the game. But first, you got to get buy-in from the players. You can talk all you want about we're going to impose these rules, but unless the players are bought in, it's not going to work. You can't stick a pitch clock on the field and just suddenly expect all the pitchers. What are you going to do? The umpires call 15 balls a game because the pitcher doesn't deliver in time. You're going to be skewing the game because MLB can't just automatically do that. MLB's got to get investment from the players to speed up the game. But here's the thing, guys. There's only so fast a modern baseball game is
going
to play.
Thank you. Baseball is slow. It just is. It's like speeding up fishing.
Dan, I want you to think about, there are people talk about baseball should be 2.5 hours like it was when I was, you know, in the 70s. Well, watch a 1970s baseball game. The pitcher's threw 86. Half the hitters couldn't reach the warning track if you let them start on second base. And everybody was kind of swinging the bat because that was the way the game was played. Well, look at the game now. Literally everybody throws 90. You cannot hold a job anymore. I mean, there are exceptions. You don't have to say any of you guys. You can't really have a job in the majors. You don't throw 90. Most guys throw 93. Pretty much every reliever throws 95. So it's a totally different game just in terms of that. Now you have hitters who've been trained to wait out and work a deep count. And beyond that, the whole pitch framing thing, so now the pitcher-batter confrontation isn't about let's put the ball in play to get things going. What we have now are pitchers trying to throw pitches that are completely unhittable, that were never designed to be hittable.
That are going to be called strikes, yes.
In the hopes that the catcher and the umpire will get them called strikes. So all of the batter, that part of the whole catch frame, the pitch framing thing, which I've been railing about for a couple of years now, because umpires aren't calling the proper strike zone, all you have now is pitchers trying to get unhittable pitches called for strikes. And it slows down the game. It slows down the game incredibly. The natural length of a baseball game, the way it's played now, is probably about 245. Throw in some extra commercials. Of course, we get even double that in the postseason. And you get, the game slows down in the postseason because, frankly, the games are more important. But the idea that you're going to go back to a 220 or a 230 baseball game, the only way to do that is to have velocity limits, height limits, and weight limits on players.
You said that Rob Manfred was channeling Don Corleone. It's funny because I was mindful more of Don Quixote with some this impossible dream that he has. And the statement that really caught my eye was, I reject the notion we can educate fans to embrace the game as currently being played. It can mean a lot of things, but taken in the full context of what he said and his saber rattling over his use of unilateral, essentially executive order after this year, telling the players, I may need you now, but as the bargaining agreement states, I don't need you to do some of this stuff next year. My worry is, like you said, that there are going to be too many symptomatic treatments that fly in the face of the nature of the game. You can't make this basketball. You can't make this something it's not. And at some point, people have to be okay with some essence of baseball being what it is.
But this is 30 years of baseball trying to be the NFL, whether it's expanding the playoffs, whether it's worrying about pace. And by the way, the NFL, I don't know how the most popular sport in this country is the NFL, but baseball has a pace of play problem. Those two things just don't work for me. You can have one or you can have the other, but you can't tell me baseball is a pace of play problem. And then, the NFL is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Those two things just don't work together. But baseball is just, and this is the other thing about Manfred today. And then this whole conversation, I don't want Rob Manfred every time he gets in front of a microphone talking about all the problems with baseball. I want Rob Manfred, when somebody says, Rob, what are you going to do? Commissioner, what are you going to do about the pace of play? Mike Trout is awesome. Commissioner, what are you going to do about this problem? Guys, the Cubs won the World Series last year. Wasn't that great? Rob Manfred should be the guy who Bud Selig never was, stepping up and talking about how awesome baseball is. And yes, it has problems, and we'll worry about those. Don't worry about it. But my God, Anthony Rizzo, isn't he fun? This is what baseball does to itself. Baseball says, hey, we stink. Look at all of our problems. Instead of saying, we're awesome, and yes, we have problems, but go to a ballpark and see all these great players. I want to see baseball promote itself, and baseball spent 30 years beating itself up.
Joe, do you think the problem also is that baseball doesn't change often enough so that the shock of a change is going to be as jarring as possible? Because, in football, hell, they change every year, as you mentioned, and trying to be football. And in basketball, there have been changes every other year, seemingly. But I'm looking at some of these rule changes. Since 1975, there's only been two. And then there's 2008 MLB adding limited home run calls and instant replay, and 2016 the slides on potential double plays. So the game hasn't changed a lot over the years, and that might be some of the shock as well.
No question. I mean, baseball's history goes back so much further than the other two major U.S. Professional sports, basketball and football. And those two sports have always been more dynamic than baseball. So anytime you want to make even a minor change to baseball, there's this idea that, you can't mess with baseball. There are still people. This is the 44th season of the designated hitter, 45th, and there are still people fighting about the designated hitter.
Right.
Get over it. The National League is the only league in sport, and baseball doesn't use the designated hitter anymore. College uses it, Japan uses it, every place uses it except the National League. So it becomes impossible to get a conversation. Now, again, I'm not against changes that help fix the game. I just want make real changes. Automate the strike zone. Automating the strike zone would speed up the game because, if nothing else, you would get rid of this nonsense dance between the pitcher, catcher, and umpire all colluding against the batter to call pitches six inches off the plate. So automate the strike zone. That's going to speed up the game because it's going to force pitchers to throw actual strikes. And when you throw actual strikes, the batter swings the bat, and we get action that puts the ball in play. I would restrict the number of pitchers on the roster. And there's what I'm trying to do here is get teams to select pitchers for endurance rather than velocity. Because what we have now is every reliever throws one inning at a time, 15 pitches, 97 miles an hour. And if teams couldn't carry 7-8 relievers, if teams couldn't run guys on and off the roster at will, you might see the return of the two-inning reliever, which guys, I mean, I'm not talking about 1947 here. Two-inning relievers, you know, you go into the 90s and you had guys like Xavier Hernandez and Dwayne Ward. It wasn't that uncommon for relievers to go two innings. Little changes like this would improve, would reduce the strikeout rate, improve the amount of contact, improve the pace of play, and that's how you get back to, you know, baseball. It's a little more entertaining, a little more attractive. Guys, I've been a baseball fan since, what am I, 45 now? I'll be 46 next week, so 42 years. And I find the current version of baseball to be unattractive because it's static and stagnant and there's not enough display of talent. I want to watch Andrelton Simmons go into the hole. I want to watch Kevin Kiermaier range in the outfield. And when you take away the balls in play, you take all of that.
Yeah, I think it's still the fundamental velocity issue where like NASCAR could put restrictor plates on some of these engines that were getting out of hand when they actually literally thought at some of these big dangerous tracks velocity was similarly getting out of hand. There are no restrictor plates for these guys throwing. There's all sorts of things you could do that would have unintended consequences. But like you say, basketball's made changes because guys are bigger, stronger, faster, better. Football has made changes because guys are bigger, stronger, faster, and better. With baseball's dimensions, unless they change the geometry of the game, unless they make all the distances further and just make everything larger.
And it's been done before.
It has been. And it'll raise the mound, lower the mound, and try to figure out what some of the equivalent of a restrictor plate is. The velocity issue is also making these pitches harder to call. I mean, as long as humans, I mean, the robot umpires have to be part of the solution. If you're trying to take out, if you believe pitch framing is, by in its essence, umpire fooling, which you can argue that it is, that it's all a sleight of hand. It's a coordinated team effort sleight of hand to fool the human brain that's making these decisions.
Yep.
Where are the solutions that are reasonable that would not result in debate completely shutting down?
Well, there are people who suggested we lower the mound. The mound came down from 15 inches to 10 inches back in 1969. We saw a little bump in offense then and didn't really go up that much. There are people who suggested, what if you lower the mound to 9 inches? You know, what if take some of the leverage that pitchers can get? I'm concerned about anything that messes with pitchers. Injuries are one thing. The other thing is, where do you start doing that? Do you now have to remeasure every high school mound, every college mound, every minor league? I'm a little concerned about how far down do you take that? Anything you do that messes with the geometry of the game, messes with more than just, you know, the 30 major league teams or their affiliated minor leagues. And this is the golf problem, right? You know, golfers and amateurs are supposed to play by the same rules.
Yep.
And right now, with the equipment the pros use, it's kind of a different game. And where do you draw the line if you're you know, baseball? How do you say, okay, in the majors, we're going to have the mound at nine inches. You guys talk about dimensions of the field. Conceivably, if you were to design 30 ballparks and have them be 380 to the gaps, 440 to center, that would change the game. You would now put a premium on outfield defense. You would put a premium on getting the ball. You would take power, home run power, a lot out of the game, and you would kind of change the geometry of baseball. The problem is you can't get 30 teams to do that, to build new parks. And it also means that, you know, the outfield seats are going to be that much less attractive. There's a reason these parks are so small, so that you get the outfield seats closer to the ballpark. So, it's complicated, guys. And this is what bugs me about this intentional walk thing. It's like, oh, we're going to have a signal for intentional walks now. We fixed the – no, you haven't come close to fixing the problem. You haven't even addressed the problem. The problem is gameplay. And you're not going to fix that by having an umpire do a chicken dance when he wants a intentional walk instead of actually having the pitcher throw four pitches.
Well, see, Joe, you haven't even...
By the way, that's the thing. I want to make them do... They have to do something chicken-related.
Some kind of chicken dance,
kind of
maybe.
Chicken signal.
There it is. A little chicken salad recipe behind the plate, something like that.
You guys remember when Barry Bonds was at his peak and the Giants fans used to wave the actual little rubber chickens?
Yeah.
That's what I want to see managers have to do. They all get a rubber chicken. It's like the challenge flag. They have to throw the rubber chicken on the field.
And you haven't even mentioned baseball robots for Fox or screaming baseballs that talk to you about curves and all those other things yet. So we haven't even gotten to the kids level of baseball yet. Joe, great talking to you, man. Thank you so much for jumping on with us.
Jason, good to finally talk to you. Dan, take care.
All right, man. That is Joe Sheehan. And I've mentioned that if you're not a subscriber to Joe's newsletter, it is an incredible value. And you can get the information on Joe's Facebook page, or you can follow him on Twitter at @Joe_Sheehan, because it is just an invaluable daily baseball resource to help give you some of his strong and informed opinions. The guy just generates content in a way that some of us could only dream.
From the 20s to the 70s, there were a rash of changes in baseball. And then all of a sudden, it stopped from 1975 till now. There's only been two changes to the game from 1975 till now.
How official changes?
Well,
there have been, like last year, starting 2 Augusts ago, when all of a sudden the ball was different. Remember, they shut down the one facility, mm-hmm. and they started making the Rawlings baseballs in a different facility. And amazing how the home run numbers just went through the roof. Just an insane number of home runs, curiously timed there. And I'm not launching a conspiracy theory. I just am a believer that there are any number of unofficial, quote-unquote, changes that tend to occur outside of the pristine rule book.
But well, yeah, and I say that to say this. This is what happens in sports, and the baseball fans who don't like it will get over it because it'll still be kind of the game that they love. And the people who were looking for these changes, well, I don't know if they'll come or not, but Rob Manfred feels he has to sell his sport in a different way, and he's got absolute power, which we know what absolute power does every once in a while. So I don't think the game will be drastically different or as different as we're making it. This is a shock to the system right now because it doesn't happen. I said for years that the NFL didn't give a damn about its fans because every single year the rules change. And every single year your silly ass was back drafting fantasy football teams or betting on the game or watching the game that you love because it's supposedly America's new pastime. I think the same will happen for baseball fans. The guys who thought that you were, we're putting skirts on the catchers now because Buster Posey got hurt. Guess what? I didn't miss one.
You didn't care.
I didn't miss one home plate collision in the last 2 years at all.
I've never tuned into a game hoping to see a home plate collision.
Right.
Ever, ever, ever.
Right.
That is Jason Goff. I am Dan Bernstein. We got some basketball talk, some hockey talk coming your way. A lot of things. And giving away an Epson EcoTank 4550 printer. You don't want to miss out on that opportunity. So keep listening to The Score.
You made it through the winter, Cubs fans. Spring training baseball is here.
It's got a chance. Go!
Time to talk Cubs baseball.
Grand slam. Grand slam, Addison Russell.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Lakers co-owner Jeannie Buss is not playing. She dropped a bomb on her front office, firing her brother Jim, her GM Mitch Kupchak, and head of PR John Black. And of course, she brought in Magic Johnson, who will report directly to her and run basketball operations. Time will tell if bringing in Magic was the right thing, but firing her brother and Kupchak certainly was. The Lakers have missed the playoffs the last 3 years. They're coming off a franchise worst 17-65 season, and they have swung and missed on every single free agent that mattered the last several years. Shoot, swung and missed on some who really didn't matter so much. And then they threw down Crazy Jack that they had worked so hard to save on the likes of Timofey Mozgov and Luol Deng. So she went nuclear on her own fam and the front office, and she had to. It was the right move. And there's pretty much no one anywhere other than Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak who don't think that it was the right move. I'm Jim Rome.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're interested in refinancing your existing home, give me a call. Bev was self-employed when she called to refinance last year, but couldn't because she didn't make any money. Bev shut down her business, secured a salary job, and called to pay off 50 grand of credit card debt she accumulated, keeping her business afloat. I helped Bev refinance to pay off all her debt and reduced her payments over 2 grand a month. A lot of listeners think you have to wait 6 months after securing a job to get a mortgage. Wrong! If you're not receiving a salary after being self-employed and would like to pay off debt to lower your monthly payments like Bev did, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 1.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. I know that these other banks and mortgage companies don't like me, but I don't care. They're all scrambling around trying to figure out how to keep up with the home loan expert, but there's not a chance. I'm always looking out for our clients, and I'm going to make sure they get the lowest possible rate on the best loan with customer service that no one can match. Refinancing or buying a home, why would you go anywhere else? Thousands of satisfied past clients can't be wrong. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com. Everything under the sun,
Pontiac RV. If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy lighting supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save 10% every day. Buy in bulk and save 10% on the things you use every day, like recessed lighting and light bulbs. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
A tool called Name Your Price. Get a grip on your spending like an industrial vice. It's nice. Beats rolling the dice. I prefer brown rice. Don't carry dumbbells when you walk on thin ice. Splash.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Always fun talking baseball with the opinionated Joe Sheehan and then finding out what people think. I'm in between on it because I get it. I think everybody's right.
Here. I understand where you're at. No, I do.
And
I do.
I don't want him chasing things around here and making things stupid and silly without understanding what's really going on. Baseball's got, in large part, a velocity problem.
The problem is, too, what you do, you have to write it in ink. Don't come back to me 2-3 years from now and go, all right, that was experimental. We're going to go back to the way you liked it before. Like, that's, you got to have some foresight here, thinking that for the long term, this will be a rule that stays this way forever.
And I don't think Rob Manfred is a dumb guy. In fact, I know quite the opposite. He's a very, very bright guy. And I just hope that he's not sort of rushing headlong into something. John in Grand Rapids, you're on The Score.
Hey guys, love your show.
Thanks.
I'm kind of skewing out the median average of 50 years old that watch baseball. I'm 35. I'm okay with keeping the game slow. You know, you pay good money for it. You know, I'd rather see a game even if it's 4 hours, whatever. And then I'm kind of also wondering, are they getting actual letters in the mail saying, you know, why is this game taking so long? Will they even maybe one day cut the season in half from 162?
No. There's too much money to be made.
Yeah, maybe. I think more like 150, if anything. But, I mean, and yes, you'd be telling a bunch of owners that you're not getting concessions and parking for a good 8 or 9 dates. Yeah, that's tough. But, yeah, no way in hell is there going to be an 81-game baseball season. Not happening.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. In the NHL, the Blackhawks, they gained some ground on Minnesota. Big win on the road. Jonathan Toews finished with 5 points in the 5-3 final. Arizona comes to the UC tomorrow night. In baseball, they're all set to get rid of the 4-pitch intentional walk in an effort to speed up play. White Sox side of things, Todd Frazier is out with a left oblique strain, as Rick Renteria said the third baseman is day-to-day. Cubs, their first 4 pitchers are all set for their first 4 spring games. Mike Montgomery, Rob Zastrzyzny, we'll start in split squad games on Saturday. Jake Buchanan will pitch against the Indians on Sunday. That's a game you can hear in The Score at 1:55. And Brett Anderson starts on Monday against the White Sox. Bulls are off until Friday when they host Phoenix. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Lakers traded Lou Williams to Houston for Corey Brewer and a future first-round draft pick. And NFL news, the Bears, they added Zach Azani as wide receivers coach and Brandon Staley as outside linebackers coach. They've also been shopping Jay Cutler since January, according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. College Hoops on The Score this evening. DePaul takes on Georgetown. Coverage starts at 5:45. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And for almost 100 years, Pep Boys has helped people get the most out of their cars. Hurry in and celebrate the do-it-yourself spirit with 25% off assorted parts and accessories, plus special savings on select Michelin and BF Goodrich tires during Pep Boys' Founders Day's sales event. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. All right, Bernstein, now we're talking rules changes here. Changes to a game that absolutely changed the game, and of course the only thing that we have to compare it to in terms of the big three or four is the changes in football and changes in basketball. I mean, if you want to go icing or no touch icing in hockey, but Think about what happened in 04, 05, where wide receivers are getting roughed up a little bit at the line of scrimmage, and people thought that the trend was going to the smaller, faster Indianapolis Colts-style wide receiver of Harrison and Wayne. All of a sudden, you got Ty Law and Rodney Harrison roughing those boys up. Now you can't touch a wide receiver after 5 yards. That changes the game, not only inside the game, but changes the value of running backs, the punitive, you know, the punishment that comes along with that. It's a game about real estate and chances, where we talk about downs and yards, and it changed the game. Or basketball. Go back.
The single worst rule change in a major sport that I can remember was in 93 when the NBA moved in the 3-point line because they thought that they could increase scoring by bringing the 3-pointer closer. And it was what they didn't realize was that all they did was shorten the closeout distance and pack everything in. And people were, the great shooters were miserable because now you didn't have to be a great shooter to have important value as a 3-point scorer.
Tim Legler talked about what it did to his career.
I remember he was in the CBA and he was on the Omaha Racers. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to him about it then. I talked to Jay Edwards about it. He goes, they took money out of my pocket. Yeah. Now everybody can make this damn shot. And they,
to their 21-9,
to their credit, they were 22-6. It was right now. It's 23-9.
It's 23-9 now.
And I think it was. I want to say it was 22-6,
maybe
6 or 22-3, something like that. But it was a terrible mistake, and it ground everything to a halt. And it made it so much easier to get out on shooters than get back to your man. And they thought, oh, closer shot, easier shot. And then they even, and I think that decision informed the idea that the illegal defense was stupid.
That was the change I was thinking about, the illegal defense worries.
You remember the worries?
Shaq and Iverson.
No. I lobbied for it. I said, if these are the best basketball players in the world, and you say, oh, they're the greatest in the world, the greatest athletes, but, oh, what do we do about this? They can't play zone defense. You know what? They'll shoot their ass out of a zone defense because there's great shooters.
And they wanted to get away from the isolation ball, too. Remember, Shaq and Iverson, it was the post-Jordan, or getting ready to be the post-Jordan era where you just dump the ball down to Shaq as physically dominant.
Sideways 1-4.
Pretty much.
And you had to bring one person over the midline.
Right.
Remember?
Who stepped his ass in the paint every once in a while, but he had to make sure he was within arm's distance of whoever he was guarding. And there was actually a piece written here, because I just threw the old shortened three-point line into Google search here. And it says how a short three-point line helped the Chicago Bulls win 72 games in 95-96. And it details the percentages that Jordan shot that he had never shot before. So when we're talking about game changers, when rules happen and how it affects a game, these rules, throwing up four fingers for an intentional
walk.
That's nothing.
The two-line pass in hockey, another great example.
Two-line pass.
The illegal two-line pass, like God forbid somebody tries a long diagonal stretch and hits a guy flying down the ice.
Yeah.
Right.
So they happen, but like I said, it doesn't happen often enough, or maybe it does happen often enough for people who love baseball and don't want it to change. It doesn't happen so often in baseball, so it's more jarring than the other sports, where in football and basketball, you're continual. I remember when they messed around and put that bad ball in the game, and for like 35 games, guys are like, what the hell is this? We're playing with a cue ball here. Nobody can get a grip on the ball. The ball was supposed to be more tacky, and it wasn't tacky enough. Like, it didn't stick enough, and everybody was complaining about it.
It was the synthetic material instead of natural leather, but the way they broke in the natural leather was what they were used to, and unfortunately the supposedly tacky ball was slipping out of guys' hands.
Right. And then after 30 games, they say, get this ball the hell up out of here, and they did it because they realized it wasn't good for the game. That's the only thing with this, though. Rob Manfred can't come back after the All-Star break and go, you know what, I think I got a problem. You know?
I got a little problem.
Right. Like, you can't come back and say, you guys can have your game back, because then baseball is going to rain down on them. Because baseball is the sport, like none other, where older, whiter men have more of a say. And old white men will agree to this, where the consumer, even if it skews younger to a younger audience, the older gatekeepers still hold that power.
See, here's what I want to know.
If you ever get outside of that power, or you are deemed wrong and have to come back and answer to them, they're coming down with the fury.
I want to see his data, though. See, What you were saying and what Joe was saying about baseball has an in-game action problem. It's too static. It's too stagnant. There's not enough contact, not enough action. I don't know if that's what Rob Manfred's surveys or information are telling him. There could be a disconnect there because Joe can think it and we can see it and we could believe it.
Right.
But I don't know that he's acting on that.
See, but the reason why I think he is because it's not the four fingers thing. It's the raising the bottom of the strike zone. Because if you raise the bottom of the strike zone, that means pitchers are going to get hit more. Guys, like you said, John Lester and Kyle Hendricks and all these pitchers who work at the bottom of the zone, they're going to have to bring that up. And guys who like that lower third are now going to have an even sweeter spot, and the game's going to take longer. So if that being the case, I think he removes the time of the game argument out of it totally, completely.
Because you're going to have more walks.
Yeah, yeah. So it's more about putting the ball in play, which you've talked about for years now on the show. You and Terry have talked about it. So I think that's where, you know, and as Joe said, it's not one, it's not the other. There's a bunch of different things here. And, of course, the robot umps. The robot umps, I mean, in the end, if you really want to get rid of things, you know, whether it be the arguments or all this other stuff.
You can have them. Yeah. You can do it. If they can do it with tennis and you can do it with soccer, this really is not that difficult. We're not talking about having to invent some sort of radical new technology here. They can figure that out. They can beta test it at lower levels.
The drones are coming.
You've got all the cameras everywhere. And this is
baseball's making a nice little coin, doable too, right now with the digital age. So.
This is Bob in Danville on the score.
Bob, turn your radio off, man.
Dan in Bobville.
Come on, if there's a Bobville, we're in trouble. Hey, Bob, turn your radio off, brother.
Bob, radio's got to be all right, turned
down. Throw him on hold. Yeah. He's doing something else.
Yeah, that's a Bob.
Yeah.
Bob's going to Bob, right? They're always going to Bob.
You're making me think about this new suburb, Bobville. And who would inhabit one Bobville?
Hello there.
right, Bob. Bob from Niles would be the mayor of Bobville.
Or Miska.
What kind of... Ooh.
Yeah. Just declare him the honorary mayor of Bobville.
Yeah. Every guy would have a bad sports thought.
At the top of the hour, we're going to talk some basketball with Los Angeles Times Lakers beat writer Tanya Ganguly. So keep it here on Bernstein and Goff on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Run to Old Navy Friday and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, Friday and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry, it ends Saturday, valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy electrical supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 10% every day. Save up to 10% on wiring devices, breakers, and boxes when you buy in bulk. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy, as peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Run to Old Navy Friday and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right. Friday and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry. It ends Saturday, valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Great is that it is a long game in that we play 162 games a year, and you know, there's more strategy and stuff involved into it. So, you know, I think it could be a slippery slope once you start changing all these things.
That is Cubs superstar Chris Bryant, the reigning National League Most Valuable Player.
It's crazy, right? MVP, World Series champion, Chris Bryant.
Highest wins above replacement in the first 2 years of a career ever, right?
Yeah. Didn't the Pecota player rankings have some crazy number on, like, Buster Posey or something like that? Like
a 10-war season?
Yeah, something stupid.
Sometimes like it spits out things you don't expect. Yeah.
And then it says Ned Yost is an idiot and turns itself off again.
Right. And then it asks you to, like, pour in gin and juice.
Right.
I'm tired of figuring all this out.
It's baseball's fortune cookie, Pecota.
I'm Pecota. Get out of here. Get out of my office. It's a really difficult employee.
Right.
Total know-it-all. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm an algorithm.
Are always parking in the handicap spot. Just a complete bag, Pecota.
Gary, Indiana, this is Sam on Sports Radio 670.
Yeah, I'm on the south side now.
Well, enjoy your drive. What do you got for us, Gary?
No, Sam. He's in.
Or Sam.
He was in Gary.
Yeah, he'll be Bobville.
He'll be Bobville.
He'll be Gary in Sam, Indiana right now.
I know Josiah mentioned that the National League is the only one without the DH rule, and it's on everything else, like the College World Series in Japan. I know how it got put on in the American League, and I know that it almost got put on in the National League. The owner of the Phillies was out fishing, that's why it didn't. Seriously, how did it get in the other leagues, though?
Just people wanted it.
Yes, because people want to see people hit.
Because it's better.
Yeah, I don't like seeing pitchers hit.
It's dumb. It's dumb to have a pitcher hit.
Really, they think that way at the lower level.
What do you think?
Yeah,
Sam?
Why wouldn't they?
Do you like seeing pitchers hit?
I'm not so much that part of it, but I do like the part where they put in pinch hitters late in the game. You got to make those decisions.
You can pinch hit for anybody late in the game, but that if that's your height of baseball strategy, that's a pretty low bar.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, what? Is that what kind of response is that?
What do you mean that's a low that
I'm saying if that's your height of baseball, if that kind of baseball strategy floats your boat, that's a low bar for baseball strategy, deciding to put a good hitter in for a bad hitter.
I disagree, but I guess you guys are right.
No, why do you disagree? Sam, we can have a conversation.
I'm not sure. If you like watching a bad hitter, there's a reason that they put a pinch hitter in because the pinch hitter's better than a pitcher.
Right.
So why have the bad hitter hit in the first place?
Why the bad hitter in the first place? Because the game was always supposed to be.
But there's a lot of things the game was supposed to be that it isn't anymore. The rest of the world at every level has figured out that that's not good, so they stopped doing it.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense, I guess.
All right, Sam. All right. See, you convinced somebody that your point was better. Congrats, Bernsey. You get one point.
You gave him a different name.
Yes. Okay. It was Gary and Sam, Indiana.
Right.
Yes. But you get one point for this segment.
Are we going to try him again? Are we going to try Bob again? We think
Dan and Bobville?
here's Bob in Danville on the score.
Hi there.
Hey, Bob.
Bob in Danville.
Yes.
Like your show. I had a little disagreement with a guest you had on a while ago, that Joe
Sheehan.
And listening to you guys, pretty old school here, and I'm not liking what you guys are saying about the great game of baseball. We're going to be playing this game with robots instead of human beings.
Whoa. We were discussing home plate umpiring, not playing the game.
And pace of play.
Out of the game of baseball.
Because they're awful at their jobs.
Well, maybe there's a lot of people out there working it. So
no, the problem is that 99, 100, and 102 miles an hour, and Noah Syndergaard's 99 mile an hour slider is getting too fast for the human brain to handle properly.
Some 55-year-old with a bad back is missing a lot of pitches.
We're never going to agree on that.
No, Bob, that's a fact. That's why pitch framing has become a metric.
Well, and I know cybermetrics has got a lot.
It's not cybermetrics, it's sabermetrics. SABR, Society for American Baseball Research.
Right. And I understand that,
But you didn't even know what it was called. How can you understand it?
Well, you don't have to get that way. I'm just trying to tell you I understand what you're saying. But I don't agree with taking out the human element.
Why? What is good about the human element of umpires making mistakes?
It's played by humans, and it's supposed to be played by humans.
Umpires aren't playing.
The players aren't playing?
Umpires are not playing. Nobody's advocating for robotic players.
They have a lot to do with what happens in the game.
They have a lot to do, but usually by making mistakes.
Well, we're going to disagree.
Okay, let me...
The second thing,
Bob, what is good about umpires making mistakes?
I'm not saying anything.
Yes, you are. You said the human element. What is good... What is inherently good about the human element when it comes to umpiring balls and strikes?
Because it's done by a human being.
Why is that inherently good?
Because it's still part of the game of baseball.
Why should it be if they're bad at it?
You know, it's good for the game.
Why is it good for the game if human beings make mistakes at it?
Well, don't players make mistakes?
They're not determining balls and strikes and outs.
Well, they're determining who makes an out and who doesn't make an out.
They're not making wrong judgments that decide games.
Well, they're not
impartial.
Okay, let me go to another.
No, let's figure. I'm still trying to figure out why you don't want the calls to be correct.
I'm not saying I don't want them to be correct.
Okay, here's the thing. We know for a fact ball strike calls are broken. Human beings can't keep up anymore. Too many balls are now called strikes, and it's hurting the game. Why wouldn't you want to fix that?
Because it should be done by human beings.
Why? Why is that inherently better?
The question is why. Why should it be done by human beings, Bob?
It's,
you know, it was invented by human beings.
Oh my God!
Played and umpired by human beings.
So let me ask something. Do you buy sliced bread?
Do I buy sliced bread? Yes.
Why?
Because I have to, I guess.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't have to buy it, but I mean, if you eat bread, that's what you're going to buy at the store.
But why would you buy bread that's already been sliced by some evil robot?
Now we're talking about bread versus.
I am, because look, bread. When bread first started, there was not an available machine to slice it. Okay. That's the way it was meant to be. Okay. That loaf came out of the oven, and you sliced it by hand because the human element mattered.
Okay, fine, and I understand that, but that's still not the game of baseball.
Okay, we're gonna
I swear to God, I love you,
Bob. We're gonna choose to end the discussion here.
Give no quarter, Bob.
This is not getting anywhere. But Bob, I suggest you.
My guy, my dude, Bob. He was gonna stand there and die on that hill. Yep. Damn it,
Bob. Bob doesn't. When he goes to the doctor, he doesn't want any highfalutin X-rays.
Nope. Just put your fist up there and see what you find.
See what.
Doc, is anything loose up there?
He goes to a medieval barber and has his humors balanced.
Put the leeches where they need to go. I got gin rummy in about 2 minutes. Oh my God, Bob, thank you so much for calling.
If that was real, that was great.
That was awesome.
That's really good.
Because humans, Dan, be more human, Dan. That's what life is about. Human element.
Slice baseball, your own bread.
Baseball was great once, and Bob is going to make baseball great again.
Well, all that right? means some people are going to have to leave the game.
That's fine.
That's part of the problem.
We will go play basketball and football like we were designed to.
Meant to do. Right. Oh, boy. Tanya Ganguly will talk basketball with us next on The Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, The Score's baseball expert Bruce Levine is live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox camps.
Schwarber looks like he might be getting paired up with John Lackey to catch him during the regular season. Jose Quintana, they know he's going to get traded. We just don't know when.
Bruce Levine, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training.
Imagine what you could get done if everything was three times as fast. You could read Moby Dick in 3 hours.
Poor Ahab.
You could watch an entire season of your favorite show in a single afternoon.
How long to the next season?
And you could fit an entire commercial into 30 seconds. Which is why WowNow offers three times the speed, but without three times the price. And now you can get up to 100 megabits per second internet, plus medium cable and your choice of a premium channel for $74.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. So hurry up and visit Huawei.com to learn more. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
In price, you're talking about some 90-point award-winning wines for a steal, up to 30% in additional savings and free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew. You're going to go to chwine.com and use my password Dan at checkout. Exceptional wine at great prices. You're talking a $50 bottle or a $100 bottle of wine for a fraction of the cost. This is the best deal so far of 2017. It is only today, especially with some of these Cabernets. No excuse not to go online and buy today. And some people I've talked to about saying, you know, I don't really know, and I'm a little intimidated because I'm not sure what to drink. You know what? Get a mixed case. It ships for free anyway. So go in and pick a bunch of things. And one thing I'll suggest to you, if you're starting out as a wine drinker, you're trying to get into it, this is a perfect one. The Lot 540 Lodi Cabernet. You know, if you do know about California wine, you know Lodi is known as the fruit basket because it's hot and you're talking about these big intensity, generally high alcohol wines. And this, you're talking about a Cabernet that has been balanced with some juice that he can tell you came from Meteor Vineyard and from Stagecoach Vineyards. There's a little extra blended in there. And this is some absolutely spectacular Cabernet, just a fruit bomb, really fruit forward. And then you get a little licorice, blackberry, plum and currant, some cedary oak, and just an explosive palate. It's $10 a bottle. That's ridiculous. Lot 540 is $10 a bottle. You want to grab a bunch of these. So go today to chwine.com. Make sure you enter my code Dan. Just shop for your wine. You know it's going to ship for free. It's a fantastic deal. It's not going to get better than this. chwine.com. Enter Dan. One day only. Expires at midnight. One thing you can do is you can click on an actual link here. It says fatten up your cellar. And then you can look at the wines that are deeply discounted. So free shipping, free corkscrew, fantastic wine. And if you're trying to scribble down this Cabernet 540, 540, today only is $10 a bottle. This exclusive offer expires tonight at midnight. Go to chwine.com. Make sure you enter Dan.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy electrical supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 10% every day. Save up to 10% on wiring devices, breakers, and boxes when you buy in bulk. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
A tool called Name Your Price. Get a grip on your spending like an industrial vice. It's nice. Beats rolling the dice. I prefer brown rice. Don't carry dumbbells when you walk on thin ice. Splash.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.